What is Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad, and I speak Jeopardy. I've never been on the show, but I just met someone who has. Rockford resident Tim Anderson recently became a Jeopardy champion. A faculty member at Kishwaukee College, Anderson holds degrees in mathematics and philosophy, and he's currently working toward a doctorate in Hispanic linguistics. All that education might be good for a career, but it's not quite enough for America's smartest game show. I asked him how he prepares for that next question from Alex Trebek.
There's just no way to prepare. I looked over some geography. Things have changed since I was in school. So I never was very good at African geography, so I looked at that and some European geography. I looked at the list of the Olympic Games host sites, just because those are the sorts of things that sometimes show up, and Secretary Generals of the United Nations. Other than that, I didn't look at anything.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. You won a little more than $58,000 on Jeopardy?
$1 more than $58,000.
Okay. Other than the money, what did you take away from your experience on this extremely popular game show?
Winning, for me, wasn't the most exciting part of the experience. For me, it was just being able to be there and having the good fortune to actually be there on two different tape days, because they tape five shows a day. It was such a wonderful experience to be there with them, because they take such good care of the contestants and make sure that we all, you know, are going to do the best that we can, given whatever questions we're going to have to face during the games. And I just love the game.
I'm sure many people listening to us right now are stuck on when you said five tapings, five episodes per day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for Alex Trebek, that means five different suits that he's going to put on.
That's right.
For the contestants, that's got to be exhausting.
Well, we're told to bring at least three changes of clothing if things go well. But it's true. Every day, every tape day starts with about a two-hour briefing where the contestant coordinators take us through every possible eventuality. You know, from the very beginning of the game to the very end of the game, what we might expect, what to do if something goes wrong, you know, if a clue isn't revealed, to go ahead and play it as if it were there. And they take us through everything that could possibly go wrong, and that takes about 2 hours. And then there's about an hour of practice and recording the hometown howdies, the greetings for our fans back home that they put on their website. And then, finally, the first taping starts. So this all starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I think the first show starts taping at about 11:15, 11:30. And then we tape three in a row, and then it's lunch break and tape two more. So I was a little tired.
Yeah, you got to eat your Wheaties, huh?
That's right.
I want to go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. How did you audition for the show, and where did you hear about the call for auditions?
Well, for the past several years, they've been doing an online test for contestants, usually in January, and it's a 50-question test, online, timed, and the people who get at least 70%, or 35 out of 50, correct, are eligible to be invited to an in-person audition that usually is a regional audition. I went to Chicago for the regional audition, and so at that in-person audition, it's another 50-question written test. And then a game simulation where you actually have to go up and play the game, and they do the contestant chat. The coordinators explain that, you know, part of it is having the knowledge, but the other part is it's an audition. They want people that they think are going to be likable or people who will cheer for on Jeopardy. And so they're looking for whatever that quality is that they've learned over the years is what makes for a good contestant.
Champions on Jeopardy have the option to return to the show. Do you have any immediate plans to return?
Well, the only way I could return at this point would be if I qualify for the Tournament of Champions. And since I won three games, I meet the minimum requirement. And whether or not I get to go back depends on how everyone else does in the rest of this season and the first half of the 30th season. I would love to go back. I can't think of anything that would be more exciting than to get to go back with everyone out there. But I'm with only three wins and other people who've won three times who've won more money than I have. I think it's unlikely, but it's possible.
Tim Anderson is a champion on the 29th season of the Alex Trebek version of Jeopardy. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.